Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yeh bevarach. Now we discussed in the past the interesting breakup of the Makos and to Parshas Vaera, Parshas Bo, L'chora, it's ten Makos. Ten Makos, the Maral says, Kenega di Asor, Ma'amoros, Nivra Olam, Kenega di Asor, Sedibros, has a big Indian intent, so why not just lump them all together in one Parsha? Har Kerekach, that the only time I ever have the title of the Parsha correspond, Begematria, to something going on, is Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo, the Bala term, tells us, Beis and Aleph is Gematria 3, Kenega the 3 Makos. Clearly you see that these three had to be in Bo, and the remaining seven are in Parsha Vayera. So it's dealt with by the Shlach Kodesh, by others we discussed it in the past, why the Eibishter decided to break up the 10 Makos into groupings of 7 and 3, 7 in Vayera, and 3 in Bo. However we resolve that difficulty, we make it past Bo, and now we finish the 10 Makos, so we're done, that's it, we had Esar Makos, we're ready to go out of Mitzrayim. Paro chases us out, please get out of my land already, and then we're done. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Eibishter is clearly highlighting that we're done, because we have mitzvahs called Mila, Kara Pesach, in order to be Ma'avshar, to engender the Gula, and we have mitzvahs already in Parshas Bo called Zeichlitz Yisatayim, holding it up Pidgin Bechor, holding it up the Totopas Ben Yenecha, Tfilung Shatan Losayamcha, Zikorin Ben Yenecha, it's all to remember Yitzhak Yisatayim. So we're given Tfilin, we're given mitzvahs to remember Yitzhak Yisatayim, we're coming out of Mitzrayim, and we're given the first mitzvah called Achoz Alachem. We're already clearly starting out as a new nation, a new people. The Makos are over, the Siyum of them also took place, we have mitzvahs Keneged Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're done. And then we get to Mashallah. And now it's the storyline all over again. Vayhi B'Shal Parasam. And now we're going out. And now the centerpiece, of course, on the Parsha is the Shira Sayam. This is, after all, Shabbos Shira. And we have yet another miracle. And what do you need it for? And now we know that Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses it, and Drash Moshe, as do all the Gedolei Mefarshim, that the Yitziah really wasn't complete until you got to Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, that was the Ashlama Sa'inyan. That's called what? Shira Chadasha Shimcha Golan or Shimcha Svasayam. By the Svasayam, that's when we sing Shira Chadasha. Who sang the Shira Chadasha? Shimcha Golan. Now and only now we called Golan. Right, Rabbeinu Bachai? Rabbeinu Bachai, already back in the beginning of Vayera. We have at the outset of Parshas Vayera, the Dala, the Shona, Sagola, Rashi, and the Rashbam, in the beginning of Arab Sochim. Tari Tessa, Reis, Keneged, the Dala, Kosis, we have the four cups, Keneged, the Dala, the Shona, Sagola. Hotseiti, Tzalti, Vigal, right, so Ben Machai, Hotzisi was, and he goes on to explain, that's when we were Yotzei from the Shibud. Hitzalti is, now we had no Shibud anymore, not only did we stop having to work, but now we're free people. Ga'alti is by Yamsef, Lakathi Le'an, that's already by Maim and Arsina. So right, so Ben Machai, Mephorish, Ga'alti is Kriyas Yamsef, Dehainu, the real Hashlomas HaGa'ula only took place in Yamsef. But what do you mean? We already in Lechara, we're free. And we already stopped the Shibud. They kicked us out of town. We were already done. Ellie going to tell me, well, the Mitzvah was still alive, there's still a threat. And Harai, they chased after us. Wait a second. They only chased after us because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machazik, the Leva Paro, to chase after us. Because Hashem wanted to destroy them. Okay, Hashem Yisbrach, you want to destroy them, so destroy them back in Egypt. I don't understand. The same way so many of them were destroyed throughout Dam Tzvadei HaMakos, throughout the Esar Makos, so just take what? All the mixture of Makos you want and get rid of all the Mitzrayim. Elawati, you're not done, no problem. Makos B'chavish, you got rid of so many of them. Get rid of the last, set one fine Makos. You don't want to have plague number 11, make it a subcategory of yet another plague, but just get rid of them. Have the whole Egypt sink into the ground. We get a bunch of kids together. We got wild imaginations. Have it sink into the ground. Have the most amazing Stom and Amor all over again. Plenty of ways to destroy the Mitzrayim. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's going to happen there, Chriyas Yamsuf. Now we know in the Baal HaGadah, there are 40 miracles. 50, 200, so many miracles. In the end of the day, working in the realm in the domain of Pshuto Shemikra, what was it? It was awesome. An amazing miracle. Grant the splitting of the sea. Universal Studios made a big deal out of it. Grant the Ten Commandments. Splitting of the sea. It's Myrdek. Yardin also split. Here, the Adruach also. You can always dismiss it as coincidence. People out of Yom HaZeh. Oh, it was a freak accident of nature. In the end of the day, what was so miyuchad about Kriyas Yamsuf? that even after we had 10 Makkos and we were done, and now what? We finished with the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, Haraya. I'm going to give you mitzvahs, continues Hashem, in Parshas Bo, Zechel, Yetziah, Mitzrayim. So we already have mitzvahs before we get to Kriyas Yam. So if we've already given commandments to remember the Yetziah from Mitzrayim. So the Chayr, it's done, and we, Lamaisa, we're ready. We're on the threshold of leaving Mitzrayim. So that's the 10 Makkos, that's Bo, we're done. Ella what? Now there's a new Parsha. This is Bishalach. This is now we're on our way, and the centerpiece will be Kriyas Yamsef. That means there's something miyuchad in this miracle. That's not a miracle, that's domen, that's comparable to the other 10 Makkos that preceded it. It's not plague number 11. It's not the most awesome plague. Is there anything about Kriyas Yamsef at face value that makes it so much more awesome in nature than a borad called Koma Gefosai, than Arov, than Makkos Mechoras? What's so unique about Kriyas Yamsef that after we stopped the Shibud, after they kicked us out, Hashem says, I'm going to do another separate act of hardening Paro's heart to ensure that he runs after you, so that I can do an ace called Kriyas Yamsef, have him and his people drown in the Yam, and I'm going to show you something so unique that it's going to be a new Parsha revolving all around the Shira, only now will it be Geula. Ah, you thought you were free, you weren't free yet. Now your mom is free. Shira Chanasha Shimcha Geula. Only then are we called Geulam Rabbeinu Bachai Ga'alti, that's connected to Kriyas Yamsuf, and now we experience the full-fledged Geula, and now we're free. Weren't we really free before? And oh, they were chasing us, no problem. But there's something new now with a new Parsha, a new Kriyas Yamsuf. What was that new thing? So let's take a look at the Shira. Clearly, whatever Hashem Yisborach wanted to highlight, we saw it. And there was a new giloy of Hashem Yisbarach to the point, and we have the famous Mechilta Mishalach and Oz Gimel, where the Mechilta tells us, Rosa Hashem Chalayama Shalor Yechizkim Uzi Yishar Nevi'im. That means even the lowly maidservant, we saw something here that was so unique, a giloy of Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Shmo Yisbarach, that was not Shaykh in all the other plagues. That means even though, by Makkos Borah, Hashem HaTzadik Vaniva HaMiyoshoim, even though we saw already in Kingdom the Etzpolokim, and then the Yodo HaNetuya already in Makkos Dever, we saw Yad Hashem HaYimincha, and then we saw Zorcha HaNetuya in Makkos Bechairos, we saw Gilui, and we saw Hashem says, Ani Hashem, Velo Malach, Velo Sara, Velo Malach HaMamas, I'm coming myself, and we had a Gemalig, a Gilui Shechina. There was still a whole new level of revelation in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf that everyone was able to point with a finger and say, Mamish Zekeli Mavel, this is my God, and I'm going to glorify him. And we have the Gemara Shabbos Keflam and Gimlam and Beis. The concept of Hidur Mitzvahs is Noveya emanates from this, and Amos Shaul comes in. And not only do we have Zekeli Mavel, it's all the fun of a mitzvah, Asay the fun of Sukkanah, Lulav Navachole, but then Yam Amos Shaul says, no, Anveya is also a contraction of the two words, Anivahu, Mahu Afata. And that means what? Not only Zekeli Mavel, do I see occurs, but I understand something new about Hashem, that Abba Shaul tells me that at the moment that I pointed and said, Zekeli, this is my God, I was also able to derive, Anivahu, God and I are like this. Anivahu, God and I, we got a partnership here, Kaviyachon, therefore, Mahuafata, you got to follow this. One new revelation. One new thing did they see of what was so miyuchad about Kriyas Yamsuf. So they saw something and they sang about it. So if you're going to sing a song and you're going to highlight, what are you going to do? If there's no official chorus, and then you usually start with the biggie. You start a song, you say, oh, this is mamash, the reason we're singing a song, and let's highlight the amazing miracles. Okay, now we had a lot of miracles. We have a big machlokes in Agudas on Pesach, from the Mechelta, all the different miracles. So now you and I were singing the Shira. Shira Lashem, ki go go, Hashem is mamash on top of the world. Why? Because Sus Baruch Baruch Baruch. Okay, so we had a sus and a horse and a chariot and the rider, and they were shaking there in the Yam. It's pretty impressive, pretty cool. That's bigger than Arav, that's bigger than Barad, and that's bigger than Makkos Mechoras. Rashi says, what was the miracle? Shneim kshurim zebezeh. They were tied to one another. Amaya malin osam lorum, amoridin osam lomek, veina nefrodit. And I knew it defied the laws of gravity. And usually you're riding on a horse and you fall into the ocean. The first thing that happens is you go flying off the horse. Horse goes down and you go down. Oh, now we had a miracle. They stuck together. And they inextricably bound up one with the next. And Hashem took them up and down. That's the first miracle. That's the awesomeness. That's it. That's it, the biggie. Well, didn't we have our eyes open by Makkos Mechoras? And this is so much more impressive. What's going on here? So a gewaldike mahalach. by Rabbi Yochanan Zweig. If you're going to read any Maimer in a Sefer that's called Shiras Yam, the Chaira, even though it's on all the Parashios, if you're going to pick any Maimer, you got to pick the one that's about the Shira. All right? After all, Shiras Yam. Not going to get into why he called the Sefer Shiras Yam, but let's go to the shtickle, the Maimer that he says on the Shira. And he addresses some of these questions. And he adds another few questions. And he has a beautiful Mahalach, which I'd like to present to you in the next 30 seconds. Part two. Stay tuned for tomorrow night. You'll have to come back. I'll just share with you the gist. Rabbi Yochanan Zweig, Gemara Dikelvar. Havada, we're not talking about the awesomeness of the miracle. There's nothing so amazing out the awesomeness that makes it above and beyond, or certainly in a significant answer in contrast to all the preceding plagues. Now, what was unique about this? Explains Rabbi Yochanan Zweig. Over here, we see Hashem's involvement like never before. Dahaina, you take a walk through all the preceding plagues. What really is transpiring? Hashem Yisburg is manipulating all the different acts of nature, highlighting that he is in control of every chilek of the Bria. The Ramban makes the point, or Yudah HaYinosim HaMesimonim, Tesach Hadash Be'achav, and the stipulus Maruch and Chelik Beis Paraktes Vamachayola. Every plague highlighted how Hashem controls the creatures in the land, the creatures in the air, the creatures in the sea, all the elements of nature. God is the supreme, omnipotent being, Kaviyochol, who's manipulating. He's the divine puppeteer behind the world's curtain, and he's playing with all the different forces of nature, and he controls it all. But you don't see Hashem Mamash actively involved right here and right now. You see Hashem Kila doing things behind the scenes. What's unique about Sisvarach Ramavayav? And that means what? That means Hashem is now changing the laws of nature, but not stop changing the laws of nature. After all, Barad Esh and Mayim is also changing the law of nature. But here Hashem Yisburach is saying what? A horse and a rider, when they fall into a sea, the first thing is they split. Hashem says, no, I'm going to keep them together. Who's keeping them together? There's nothing in the forces of nature that's keeping them together. Hashem didn't manipulate a dog like he had a dog come and swallow Piona. He didn't have fish come along and sneak up and lodge or somewhat harness the rider onto his horse. Hashem is what's holding them together. Hashem Kilo is here, Kaviyachol, holding them together. And now what? Usually they drown. You drown, you go down, and then maybe you'll float back up. Hashem is taking them to the bottom, to the abyss, and then all the way up to the surface. To the abyss, to the surface, shaking them up. Who's shaking them up? Water doesn't work that way. Nothing's doing it. There's nothing here that's doing it. It must be Hashem Yisburach says, I'm coming myself, Bechlod of Atzmo, and I'm going to come take these riders, keep them attached to their horses, and I'm going to give them a good shake to punish them, to show you any Hashem, and I'm never to be Perea from the Rishoyim. I'm going to take them and shake them up and down. Who else is doing it? Water doesn't do it. This runs against the Teva that Hashem ingrained in the Bria. Who is keeping the horse on attached to the rider, and who is shaking them up and down? There are no fish, no acts of nature coming in. There are no frogs keeping them together, no alligators keeping them. What's keeping them together? Hashem is here, and Hashem says, come watch what I am doing. Watch what I am doing. I am here, I'm taking them up, I'm taking them down. All right, so the Yochanan Zweig, we see Hashem like never before. Akrias Yamsuf, no Natvisa Chadosh Sholomusig Neshi Pula Shakushuk Batsmo, and the low Koshimish Vizdakagus Lateva Vitanov, and not bound to anything in Teva, Bacholamakasakushuk Hifulus Kokosateva can get a bit trip. Hashem is Michutzla Tumana, and he was Meshagar, Skokosateva, Sheyishla Tubahem. He sends his army of frogs, he sends his army of locusts, he sends his army of Arab. Krias Yamsuf Nasid Dorishlo Hayad Ko, Shuatsu Kamiocho Nimtsa Sham, Bachola Shlovim. And that's something we never saw before. That's why Yitzhak, who's shaking them? Who's taking the horse and rider and putting them up and down? I don't see anything. I don't see any act of nature doing it. I see something that's antithetical, legamri, to the acts of nature. It must be Hashem is here, and Hashem personally is shaking them up and down. That means I see a giloy of Hashem, not just Hashem showing me, here he is in the heavens above. I see him right here and right now. Zekili, I can point and say, who's doing this? As we watch the movie, who's may shaking them up and down? It's Hashem. That's why it's the first thing that we start. Keep going, go. Why? Because this world where Hashem is here, that's what makes us greater. Not in the intrinsic awesomeness of the Makkah called Kriyas Yamsuf itself, but it's that Hashem is actively involved in every stage of what he's doing. How Chazal the Medrash goes on to elaborate. Every Egyptian master suffered in accordance to how much sorrow that he caused to his servants. Whether they're going to get shaken up and down and in which direction and everything, it's all Hashem manipulating. But here he's down here with us. Ikli ma Aveo. And that's what's unique. This is a new parsha, a new Giloy of Hashem Yisbarach. This is something to sing about. This is a new level of the relationship. Yes, I got out, but where's my Geula? A Geula means a redemption. I'm fully redeemed. It means I'm back united with my Father in heaven. I'm back, Mamash, united like never before. I want to see that close proximity. I want to experience that involvement of Hashem actively in my life. And that's what I see by Kriyas Yamsuf. Not open Shemayim and doing things down here. Not just coming and appearing Mashas Makis Bechoros. But I see, as I'm witnessing what's happening, that Hashem is Mamash here with me, doing the plague in full view, that I know all along that Hashem Yisbruch is actively involved in every stage of the game. That's Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Zekeli Vanveu. That's the new Parsha. That's the uniqueness of the miracle. Only now we redeem and we reunite with our Kodesh Shulchan Aruch before. Plenty more to say. We're out of time. Yishkoyach, have a good night and a great rest of the week ahead. Come on, please.
No, but they were Sus Verochva Ramavai.